Hey y'all, welcome to Abundant Living and Gardening Podcast. I am your host, Aja Yassir, and you can see me at ajayassir.com, or you can go on over to patreon.com/AjaYassir. I know I want to give you an update on last week's plant sale, and I am going to do that. I'm actually going into another plant sale right now. But I wanted to hop on and talk because I am processing a lot of anger right now. And I said, what is a better way than just to go on and talk to my folks on Abundant Living and Gardening Podcast or write it down? But I've decided to go ahead and come on here and talk to you. So we are in Gary, Indiana. My family is in Gary. I'm not from Gary, Indiana. My husband is not from Gary, Indiana. I'm from Chicago. My husband is from a suburb of Chicago. And we decided to move to Gary because it was cheap. That was all. It was cheap. It was an option outside of Illinois. And we knew that we can go to Chicago, which is only about 20, 30 minutes away, and we can enjoy the amenities and things and the things to do in Chicago, but still be in a space where it was less expensive, the taxes are less expensive, and all of that. And I'll tell you, as somebody who deals or has dealt with a lot, and full disclosure, I do have complex PTSD because of the things that I have dealt with and the way my brain processes them. I'll tell you that Gary has been difficult for me. It's a difficult place to be in. It is not a mentally healthy place, if that makes sense, to be in. For me, now for others, yes. But for me, it is not a place that supports my mental health. And there are various reasons. You know, it just, for me, it just does not feel like home. It's not a sense of home here. There's a lot of environmental trauma here. And there's a lot of environmental trauma in a lot of places. You know, there's a lot. There's a lot of abandonment here. And so it has not been a mentally healthy place for me. However, like I always say, I take paradise wherever I go. And that's not just a saying. For me, it's an affirmation as well. Because no matter where you are, you have the right, the absolute right to take paradise wherever you are and to create something beautiful wherever you are. And so I have taken it upon myself to create something beautiful that not only nourishes wildlife, and I'm a part of wildlife too. My family is wild. We're wildlife. It nourishes wildlife. It feeds us. It's a safe space for the little bunnies who come in. It's a safe space for the butterflies and the bees. We don't do any spraying. So it's a safe space. It's even been a safe space for the wounded and abandoned animals, that the ducks that we have, as well as our ducklings, our Cayuga ducklings that we are raising. And hopefully everybody in the household feels that it's a safe space for them too, at least inside of our house and at least in our garden space. And so I have worked hard to achieve that safety. And it's been difficult because, as you probably know, I had to fight the city of Gary for over a year for my growing practices. I use American traditional growing practices. I don't know if that's even a right term, but they are indigenous growing practices. They are holistic. And Yeah, so it's been difficult. So I had to fight the city of Gary for that. And now we have some fruit trees. We have lots of fruit, you know, fruit trees. We have mushrooms. We have medicinal plants. We have food growing. But yesterday I went out to plant some sunflowers in a space because I noticed that the city had come by and they had cut down the wild grapevines that are on the outside of our gate. I didn't plant these wild grapevines, of course. This is Northwest Indiana, and I will tell you, this is one of the most biologically diverse places in this place in North America. Actually, is one of the most biologically diverse places, and one of the benefits of that is that we get these wild plants, these wild foods that just grow. So we had a wild grapevine, and so the city came and cut that grapevine down. The grapevine was not producing fruit just yet, just like the other berry plants that were already here before we got here, like the mulberry. Our mulberry bushes and trees were not producing until I got here and started instituting the practices that I practice, and I started building the soil, and now we have mulberries. And last year, I will say I forgot about this until I just started talking. Last year, I did see some grapes start to grow on those grapevines. And so we were probably going to get some grapes. But anyway, that's city property. So they cut it down. Fine. Cut down the grapevines. I don't have a real say-so in that because that is city property. But along with them, and I went out and I planted some sunflowers, very tall Arikara sunflowers, because when they cut down the grapevines, now we're all exposed. I enjoyed having the grapevines there because it gave us, it was like a privacy fence. That's what the grapevine served as. So now it's gone. And I said, okay, well, I found a bunch of sunflower seeds, which is so crazy how this worked out, because I was just going through the freezer and I had forgotten I had a huge bag of Arikara sunflower seeds. At least I'm assuming that they're Arikara. And I was like, wow, I didn't know I had these seeds. I'm going out to plant these seeds. And so I planted them. I was planting them in that area so that we can have this border. And I planted them on our side of the fence, right? And so I turn around and I'm like, something looks different over here. It's not just that the grapevines are gone. I turn around and I see that half of our nectarine tree is gone. Half of it. Half of the tree is gone. This is an established tree that's been here for maybe 6, maybe 7 years. As long as we've been here, I think it was one of the first trees that I planted here. As a matter of fact, I'm almost sure it's one of the first trees that I planted here. And so maybe it's been here for 7 years. So this is an established tree. We're expecting to get a lot of fruit off of it this year. This is year 7. And if anybody does regenerative agriculture, holistic farming, you know that years 3 to 7, those are your sweet spots. But if you're in an area where you really have to do a lot of work on the soil and a lot of rebuilding of the habitat, year 7 is generally your sweet spot. So we were going to get a lot of fruit off of this nectarine tree. I turned around and half of it is gone. It's gone. Because along with the wild grapevines, the city took it upon themselves to cut half of my nectarine tree. And I'll tell you, I'm very, very, very angry. And so this morning I took some time out this morning and I said, I need to sit with this anger. When my husband woke up, he said, how are you doing? I said, I'm sitting with this anger. And I like to sit with my emotions to really figure out what they're telling me. You know, if you're going through a stage, or at least if I'm going through a stage, an emotional stage, I like to sit with those feelings, because there are messages under those feelings. And I said, what is my message? What are the messages that I need to adhere to as I'm processing this anger and this grief? And I had just said yesterday to myself, which was interesting, again, all of this is happening in order, you know? And sometimes you look back and you're like, wow, things happened in order. So earlier yesterday, I said, you know what? I am so grateful that the city of Gary has left me alone. That's all I wanted from the city of Gary, is to be left alone, to be left alone. And so finally, I felt like, ugh, they have left me alone. I don't have to fight the city for my farming practices. I am left alone. And then I see half of my nectarine tree being gone, and it shook me back into the reality of, you have not been left alone in this situation. You being here is probably going to be a continuous fight in some kind of way. That is a message that I got. And though I am very honored to work with this land of the Potawatomi, of the Miami, of all the indigenous people, and all of the other people who have traveled through this space, I know that my calling is bigger. And I know what that calling is. And I am being called home to the land of my ancestors. My people got here up in Chicago, the Chicago area, because of the migration. And we've had a couple of migrations. And my nuclear family migrated to this space. And I give honor to this space. I give honor to the people who have traveled to this space. I give honor to the people who have called this space their homes for forever. I give honor to the Iroquois who have been, who came through here and built alliances with the Illinois Confederacy. I give honor to all of the things that have happened here. I give honor and respect to the trail of death that occurred here that many people don't even want to talk about the indigenous people being moved out of this area and over west through the trail of death. I give honor to all of that. And I give honor to my own grief and pain and struggle since I have been here. But I know that I am being called to my homeland of Mississippi, Louisiana, because I have big work to do. And I think that that message that I got from that nectarine tree being gone is, don't get comfortable in this. This is not your work. This is not your work. You have built your own piece of mind in some kind of way here. You know, you've carved out this little piece, but this is not it. Do not get comfortable with this. And I tell you, I can't say that I have gotten comfortable with the environment here, but I will say this, as I walk through what I have done in this space and planting all of this fruit and planting all of these mushrooms or planting all of these medicinal herbs, and it's just so full of bounty. Sometimes I'm like, man, we're year 7 and we're talking about selling this space. The soil is great now. The trees are established. We are getting all this abundance and food. And now we're talking about selling. Wow. So now somebody else is going to come in and reap the benefits of all of this work. And I'm telling you, that is my ego talking. That is my ego talking, because I can go and create this and something bigger and better in another space. I don't care if I'm in a desert area. I know I have the skills to turn a deserted desert area into an abundant, lush rainforest. I am skilled in that respect, and I honor the skills that I have. And so the message that I'm getting from this nectarine tree being half gone as I'm sitting with this anger is that you have bigger work to do. You have bigger work to do. And the people we sell this space to, this is going to be big work for them. And I know the people that we're going to get, they're going to be so appreciative of all the work that has already been done, and they just have to take the baton and do more. But I have bigger work to do, and I know what that work is, and I've actually started on that work in the way that I can start on the work while I'm here. I've started on that work. And so, yeah, I just wanted to let all of those things out as I'm sitting with this anger. And don't get it twisted. I am going down to City Hall on Monday to discuss what the hell went on my property with the city coming across the fence line into our side and cutting half of our nectarine tree, which I see as an act of violence done intentionally or unintentionally. It's still an act of violence. And that's how I'm accepting it. It's an act of violence. It's a violation. And so I'm still going to deal with that. But I'm also sitting with the messages that I'm getting from that. And so I'm going into this plant sale right now, y'all, because they're open. I'm seeing people coming out with these huge bundles. And I really hope that I'm able to find the plant that I came here for. I'm only here to get wild quinine. So that's why I'm here. And hopefully they have it. I'm not here to buy a bunch of other stuff because I bought some great stuff last week at last week's plant sale. And I'm going to talk about that eventually. I am. But thank you so much, y'all. Again, you can find me at patreon.com/AjaYasir. That's AjaYasir. You can find me at AjaYasir.com. Or you can find me all on social media. I'm at different places and I post time to time and I yap from time to time. But thank you for listening to me yap, and have a great one, and do your work because you are here to do something big. And I know it. I know it. I know it. I know it.